Аудиозапись номер 14. Progress check 1. A. Listen to four people speaking about their experiences of doing dangerous sports and match the speakers with the kind of sports. Speaker 1. I started racing BMX bikes at 5. My parents hated it. So at 16, I did other sports like tennis and football. But I loved danger. I finally went back to biking at 20. When I started, I had a lot of injuries. I had broken bones, cuts and bruises, and I cracked a rib. Then I learned how to fall and how to avoid injury. I love the adrenaline rush. There's nothing like that feeling. Speaker 2.
First, my parents gave me a pair of roller skates. Then they saved up to buy me inline skates. At 16, I started competing. I just loved the sport. I hate it when guys say girls can't do things. That's what pushes me to be better. I want to show that girls can do anything they want to. But then I got a sprained knee. That injury usually takes about 6 weeks to get better.
Speaker 3. I started at 20, 4 years ago. It's really the sport for me. The thrill of danger stops time and makes every color seem brighter. In the air, I really feel alive. The adrenaline rush is so exciting, you just don't know until you try. It stays with you for life. I'm lucky I never had any injuries. My mom doesn't like it at all. She comes to my shows, but she never watches me jump. Speaker 4.
I first tried surfing in Australia when I was 15. My parents were worried. They thought surfing was dangerous. For me, the danger was thrilling. When I got home, I started riding waves every day at a beach near my house. My parents finally agreed that surfing was for girls. Now they find it exciting too. Everyone wants to do something when they grow up, but if you do something you love, that's when you'll be a happy person.